Hi guys, welcome to Northern Transmissions. Thanks as always for listening. This week I chatted with Ernest Green of Washed Out. I had the chance to talk to him just before his show in Phoenix, Arizona. And that was the track Feel It All Around off the 2009 release Life of Leisure, which is available on Mexican Summer Records. We first chatted about the chillwave movement and where the term came from, and if he was flattered or not whether to be considered one of the forefathers of this sound.
It's very flattering. Yeah, I was when I was kind of discovered on the internet, I just graduated from school and was having a hard time kind of finding work, and so in order to save money, I moved back home with my parents, and I grew up in this small town in Georgia, and so there's not much cutting edge culture happening, definitely not much indie rock stuff, and so it was quite a surprise to kind of get noticed, and probably the most surprising thing was just how big everything got so quickly. But I've been making music for probably 6 years now, and I've kind of always been doing my own thing. I was never classically trained in production, so I think that has a lot to do with the style of my music. It's just, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but through that, I've kind of maybe created my own sound. And so, yeah, I'm just starting to kind of wrap my head around what I'm doing now, and it's still, you know, try to be thankful for it every day, because yeah, it's a dream come true.
Great, great. And where did the term where did this term come from, chill wave?
There's this blog, kind of tongue-in-cheek blog called Hipster Runoff. I do believe that he at least claims that he came up with the term. But it's quite funny because his blog, as I said, you know, he's poking fun at most of the stuff that he writes about. So there was that angle too. I think most of the stuff you could tell he's probably a passionate fan and the stuff that he writes about, but he's also kind of pointing out some the funnier sides of the thing.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying our conversation with Ernest Green of Washed Out. If you want any more information about the band, you can visit their website at www.washedout.com. And let's check out another track from Washed Out. This is the song Eyes Be Closed off the 2011 Sub Pop release Within and Without. We'll be right back. And that was the first single, Eyes Be Closed, off the Within and Without record. We talked a little bit about the recording process of that album, as well as how he felt about the songs coming across live.
I've been making music for a while, but it's always been a bedroom kind of studio thing. I've never stepped in front of an audience and had never even imagined, as I was writing songs, having to play them. A lot of my earlier work uses a lot of samples, and most of the drums and the bass are very sequenced with drum machines, and so it, when everything is kind of sequenced like that, it doesn't make for a very entertaining show, because most of the work's kind of happening in the box in the computer.
Right.
So I really didn't have a great time, and just the kind of learning curve of not knowing the terminology, and also kind of doing things in a non-traditional way. Like, if you've heard my music, the vocal sound is heavy on effects, and it works great in the studio, but when you're dealing with monitors on stage and big sound systems, there's a number of different problems that happen, and I figured that out pretty quickly. And so it really took about a year of doing that to figure out, you know, what was working for me. And it was obvious that once I started playing with the band, that it was much more fun for the audience, just kind of more people on stage. There's just naturally more energy, and was more fun for me. It just made for a better experience all around, I think. With this new record, there are moments that they were written for the live show, and having a couple of years of experience of playing in front of people and kind of seeing what works and what doesn't definitely informed the process, and I enjoy it. I mean, there are good shows and bad shows for a number of different reasons, but yeah, I would say 95% of the time I really love it. There's just, you know, moments on stage that you kind of get lost in the music and lost in the vibe, and I really enjoy that.
So you enjoy the live thing, and did you think you'd be playing like so many live gigs, like before so many big audiences?
No way. And this tour with Cutcock, that we've played a lot of really big rooms. I think we played in front of 4,000 in LA a couple of days ago, and yeah, I never would imagine. I mean, just putting out a record is mind-blowing to me. You know, all of the, just playing in front of the big crowd, that's just icing on the cake. And it's something that takes a while to really be comfortable doing. And we're getting to the point now where we can, you know, get the crowd moving, and we're comfortable in our own skins, kind of doing our thing.
And that was Echoes by Listen, once again off the 2011 release Within and Without. We next talked about a little bit about growing up in Perry, Georgia, as well as his music being involved with the Portlandia television show.
I got an email from Fred Armisen probably in late 2009, like not long after my music had kind of started to get some attention, and he just, you know, was reaching out saying that he was a big fan. And so at first I thought that it was a friend kind of playing a joke on me or something, but realized that it was actually him, and I sent him a record. And it was probably 3 or 4 months later that he emailed again saying that, you know, he was getting the show together and they were interested in using the song. And without even seeing any of the reel from what they had done, I agreed because I knew it would be funny. And, you know, I'd seen so much of his stuff on SNL. And so, I thought it turned out really great.
Does it kind of freak you, like when you put on the TV and you watch it, I don't know, or wherever you watch it, and you're...
Yeah, definitely. And we got a big kick out of, like, watching the credits at the very end and, you know, seeing Washed Out. And, yeah, it was definitely a up there, a big moment for the band.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, and they're doing another season too, which is great.
That's awesome. Did you ever show that to your folks? That show, like, play it for them and say?
I did, and that was. There were a few things I was written about by Rolling Stone, and my parents had heard of Rolling Stone. That was big for them, and that was another. Just being able to hear the song on the TV was another big thing. But that was it was so strange. Those first few months as my music was kind of taking off, living at home and not really having most of my friends growing up, you know, lived in other places. And so there wasn't anyone that really knew these, you know, blogs or like Pitchfork or whatever. Like, my parents had never heard of Pitchfork. And so I was so excited, but really had no one to share it with, really. So it was great to finally get like a Rolling Stone or something like that, where it was suddenly real to my parents. And
right. What about where you were from? Is there any, what was the scene like?
I wouldn't say there was really any scene at all. It's a very small town. It's right outside of Macon, Georgia, which there is. Macon's notable in that the Allman Brothers kind of came out of there. You know, a few other southern rock bands.
Right.
And that music is still very popular there. I mean, that's like the local radio station in Macon, I would guess, probably plays a handful of southern rock songs like every hour. And so, yeah, that was kind of the music that was around me growing up. And I was always interested in, like, my dad had a lot of old jazz records as well as a lot of, you know, classic rock stuff, and I was always into kind of weirder music. And I went to school in Athens, actually, at the University of Georgia, and that was the first real experience of, like, going out to shows and stuff. At that time, Athens was there were a handful of really good clubs and a number of bands, you know, national acts were coming through. So that was a great exposure.
Thank you again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ernest Green of Washed Out. For more information about the band, you can visit washedout.com. Please feel free to email the show at northerntransmissions@gmail.com, or big please visit the website at www.northerntransmissions.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.